Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Alan of Indiana. What's on your mind today, Alan of Indiana?
Matt, you know, we're talking about Iran. We should probably discuss Saudi Arabia and how they, MBS had a journalist that was a resident of America executed, and we're not going to hold him accountable. So that should probably be priority. When you look at, you know, who we're supporting and what we're supporting, we should not lose sight of that. I also would like you to comment on Governor Cuomo, who, if I recall correctly, Mario told you you should support him for whatever he did someday because he was going to be big. Well, we know he was a big bully and a sexist and did a lot of things they shouldn't do, threatening other legislators, just really an all-around bad person. And I was curious if you still feel the same way about Andrew Cuomo that you did last year when you commented on him.
Yeah, Alan, you've called him before, basically with the Republican line. I don't mind you doing that because we're open to everything, but I want to put this in perspective. You raised two issues that have nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with each other. One is Saudi Arabia. I stand with Biden and what he did. The fact of the matter is that he sanctioned a lot of people over there. He humiliated the crown prince, Chainsaw Charlie. He made a decision that he would not personally retaliate against him simply because we have geopolitical interests over there. We base military over there. Chainsaw Charlie is humiliated. Putin, when they hack into our systems, Biden sanctions a lot of the main guys. He doesn't personally sanction Putin because we have to deal with him, but he humiliates him. That's the way it's done at that level. Andy Cuomo is one of the great governors. I stand with him 100%. He's an excellent governor. You say, as a bully, you try being governor of New York. You try being governor of New York. It's a tough thing. Everybody has a knife out. You walk in the room and you say, I'm the boss man, and this is how we do it. That's how you're governor out there. And with regard to these other allegations, there's an investigation going on. The conduct alleged, by and large, was simply flirtation and coming on to somebody. They said that they felt offended, and I respect that. But he should not resign. He's a darn good governor. I'm very happy. I said to Mario Cuomo when I bumped into him and it wasn't set up. I was in a restaurant with my wife and he's there with a bunch of guys. I said, Governor, you're a good man. When you run for governor, president, I'd like to, and I'm talking now about the 90s. And he goes, I'm not running, but support my son. Well, I do support his son. Son's a good guy. Very good guy. Okay. We are now going back to another very good guy, which is Joe Biden. Joe Biden just put in an executive order to expand voting access. Now, how does he do that? Remember, an executive order is not legislation. It's not legislation. Congress has to do certain things, but the president can do some things. So what he did was, first of all, I'll give you some examples. It's not the whole thing. He directed all federal agencies to promote voter registration, all federal agencies having anything to do with it. And he can do this. They should facilitate voter registration, make it easier, make it accessible, make a location in the agency to sign up, to register. Secondly, assisting states with national voter registrations. In other words, state governments, assisting them, set up a national voter registration base. And then the General Services Administration to modernize the vote.gov portal, the vote.gov portal. Now, the legislation that's going to follow that, H.R. 1, which just passed the House, and now there's Senate Bill 1, which is the same, which would really get rid of a lot of the problems. It would set up fair maps commissions in every state by law for federal offices, Senate and House, number one. Number two, it would make absentee voting by mail and in person mandatory and streamlined for a certain amount of time in every state. So you're not going to have some states with 4 weeks and some with 4 days, some with none. and we whatever the best practices. Dropbox's best practice, how they're secured, how many per 10,000 people, how many voting machines for 10,000 people. When you throw people off the rolls for federal elections, you don't just do it because you want to throw off Democrats or urban areas. You don't just do it, you see? You don't just do it. Pass the House. Right now, under the filibuster, it would take 60 votes in the Senate. We're going to talk in a bit about some strategies to how it could pass in the Senate also. And Biden is doing everything in his power to go piggyback with that and make it happen by directing federal agencies and the GSA in particular, and then assisting states in increasing voting access. And, you know, the fact is that in most states, it's probably going to have marginal effect, because in the so-called blue states, California, New York, it's already there. In the so-called hardcore red states like Mississippi and Alabama, it's like, you know, butting heads, although those states could turn blue. But where it really is going to make a difference is in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, and frankly, increasingly Texas and Florida, and ultimately Mississippi and Alabama. Very, very strong, very, very good, very, very good development. Proud of Joe. Proud of my man, Joe. He's done a very good job. Very good job. Another development, Kristi Noem. Now, try not to get to know her. She's the governor of South Dakota. She's really bad news. She is Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann, but without their ability and candor, okay? Which is to say, she is truly bad news. She is 100% Trump, and now she's out attacking Democrats, attacking Andy Cuomo in New York, attacking this one, attacking that one. And she is the new Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann combined. I think Saturday Night Live should audition somebody that looks like her, just like they did with Sarah Palin, because that person's going to make a career for the next couple of years, because she is sniffing. Kristi Noem's the one where her meat packers got COVID and died at very high rates. She shrugged. She shrugged. You know, she's a libertarian. They don't want to work. Well, what do you mean they don't want to work? Where else are they going to work in South Dakota? Meatpacking plants. Many of them are immigrants, too. She wouldn't mandate masks. She wouldn't mandate anything. Let the meatpacking companies do it. They responded by having their managers take bets on who would die. They got caught. They got fired in the company. It was all real sanctimonious. They go, well, you know, we didn't authorize that. Well, your culture authorized it, Jack. You don't have to have a memo and email authorizing anything. Your culture authorizes it. Guys are dying. Women are dying. Meat packers working hard. Working hard. Kristi Noem does not care. Kristi Noem does not care about anything other than getting in front of the TV and batting her eyelids and have everybody praise her. That's all. And she does it by sucking up to Trump. So, stand by for more of her. Unfortunately, you'll see Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M. Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem sniffing around. Very, very bad thing. You know, right now, the litmus test is going to be the 2022 elections. Who do the Republicans nominate for things so they knock off the moderates, so they knock off people who voted to impeach Trump? But 2024 is the ballgame. Whoever they vote for president in primaries, whoever they nominate is their selection for the future of the Republican Party. We're going to talk about that a lot. Break is coming up. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gonna suck it to me now.